All right, so today we're diving into Panic by Katherine Jenks.
Yeah, this one's
It's a psychological thriller.
it is.
So have you read this one yet?
I have. Yeah, it's a really good one.
It's creepy.
It is.
It makes you think, that's for sure.
Yeah, it makes you think. It's got a great premise.
What's the premise?
Well, you've got this young woman, Bronte, who's trying to kind of like, you know, get away from it all. She had a video of her go viral.
No.
And it's, you know, painted her in a bad light.
Not good.
So she's looking for a change of pace, a little peace and quiet, right?
Right.
So she decides to volunteer on this remote rural property through HelpX. You know HelpX, right?
I've heard of it, yeah.
It's like you volunteer on farms or like, you know, bed and breakfasts or
Like a
whatever.
work exchange type of thing.
Exactly, yeah. So she ends up at this place called Gwendolyn, which is run by this woman named Veda. But here's the thing, Veda is like the leader of this group of sovereign citizens.
Oh, wow.
So it's this clash of like, you know, Bronte wanting to escape the modern world and all its craziness, and then she ends up in this situation that's potentially even crazier.
Talk about out of the frying pan, into the fire.
Exactly.
So you've got this setting, Gwendolyn.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of idyllic, right? Rural property, getting back to nature.
Yeah, on the surface, it sounds peaceful, like a retreat, right?
Right.
But then as you start reading, you realize there's this underlying sense of unease.
Oh, I see.
Like something's not quite right.
Like the HelpX description doesn't quite match up with the reality.
Not at all. Like those HelpX descriptions, you know, they always try to make it sound, you know, as appealing as possible.
Of course.
But then you get there and it's like, wait a minute, this isn't what I signed up for.
That definitely seems to be the case with Bronte. She goes there for peace and quiet, ends up in the middle of, well, a sovereign citizen group. That
I know, right?
that's intense.
So we've got Bronte dealing with the aftermath of this viral video, you know, trying to escape the online world. And she ends up in this community that's basically rejecting mainstream society.
Projecting the entire system.
Yeah, they have their own rules, their own beliefs.
And Veda, the leader, she sounds like a piece of work.
Oh, she's a fascinating character. Very charismatic, intelligent, but
Yeah.
definitely, a little off, you know?
Yeah, a little off the beaten path.
Yeah, there's this incident with the police where they come to the
Oh,
property
no.
and Veda, she just refuses to cooperate
Oh,
and she ends up getting arrested.
that doesn't sound good.
It's a pretty clear sign that she's not someone who's going to back down from her beliefs, you know?
No, not at all.
And then there's this whole U-Born thing she's running. It's like some kind of rebirthing
Their
program.
birthing program.
Yeah, it's a little,
A little woo.
yeah, a little out there, you know?
Definitely raises some red flags.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what else is going on at Gwendolyn.
What else they're into, yeah.
Yeah. And then there's Prish, Veda's kind of like right-hand woman. She's a bit of a mystery.
The serious, huh?
Yeah, she's very loyal to Veda, but there's something about her that's a little unsettling.
Okay, I'm sensing a theme here.
Yeah, there's definitely this tension between her and Bronte.
Oh, so there's conflict right from the beginning.
Oh yeah,
Yeah.
like Prish is testing Bronte, trying to figure out what her deal is.
Interesting.
And then we've got Nell, Veda's mother.
Okay.
She's elderly, suffers from dementia.
Oh, wow.
She seems harmless enough, but she keeps mentioning this panic
A
room.
panic room.
Yeah, a panic room. Like, why would you need a panic room on this, you know, peaceful rural property?
That's a good
It's like,
question.
what are they hiding from?
What are they so afraid of?
Right?
Okay, I'm hooked. I need to know more about this panic room.
You and me both.
It's like this symbol of like hidden secrets and danger.
Exactly. It just adds to the whole unsettling atmosphere of the place.
Definitely. So we've got this mix of like Bronte's past coming back to haunt her, Veda's extreme beliefs, this creepy Preesh character, and a panic room.
Yeah, it's a recipe for disaster, or at least a really good thriller.
So where we go from here?
Well, let's just say things get a lot more complicated for Bronte,
Oh boy.
and that panic room, it definitely comes into play.
I can't wait to hear about it.
Let's dive into the next part of the story.
Let's do it. Okay, so we left off with Bronte at Gwendolyn.
Yeah, trying to adjust to this, unusual lifestyle.
Yeah, and it sounds like things start to get, well, weirder.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Like those noises at night.
The noises, yeah. She keeps hearing things outside her caravan, like footsteps, things hitting the roof.
Creepy.
Super creepy. And the thing is, she's so isolated out there.
Right. miles from anywhere.
Exactly. Her phone signal is barely working. She can't really contact anyone.
And she relies on Veda for everything.
For everything. Transportation, food, you know, any kind of connection to the outside world.
So she's basically trapped.
Yeah, it's like she's in this pressure cooker, you know?
Oh, yeah, I can feel the tension building already.
And then you've got the social workers showing up.
Oh.
Yeah, they come to Gwendolyn to check on Nell.
Veda's mom.
Right, because of her dementia. And let me tell you, that encounter is intense.
I bet.
Veda is so hostile towards them. She sees them as a threat.
Like they're trying to take Nell away.
Exactly. She's like super protective of Nell and her, you know, way of life.
So she sees them as the enemy.
Yeah, the embodiment of the system she's rejecting.
And then Nell falls.
Yeah, she has a fall and ends up in the hospital.
Oh, no.
And at first, it seems like an accident, you know?
Right, an elderly woman with dementia.
But then she disappears from the hospital.
She disappears.
Gone. Vanished.
Hold on, wait a minute. This is getting crazy.
I know, right? It's like, what is going on?
Is someone trying to hurt Nell?
Or is she just, you know, confused and wandered off?
I mean, with dementia, it's possible.
It's possible, but the timing is just so suspicious.
And this whole thing with Ezra Finn?
Oh, yeah, Nell's ex-partner.
Turns out he has a history of violence.
Yeah, not a good guy.
So now we've got this added layer of danger.
Like, is he back? Is he looking for Nell?
Is he involved in her disappearance?
So many questions.
And I bet Jinx doesn't give us the answers right away.
No, she keeps you guessing.
She's playing with us.
Totally. Yeah. She's a master of suspense.
Okay, so we've got Bronte trapped in this weird, possibly dangerous situation. We've got social workers poking around, a missing dementia patient, and a potentially violent ex-partner on the loose.
That's a lot.
That's a lot to handle.
Yeah, and it's only going to get more intense from here.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Let's just say, the truth about Gwendolyn is a lot darker than Bronte ever imagined.
So what happens next? Let's find out in the final part of our deep dive. You know, after everything that goes down at Gwendolyn, kind of crazy to think about the aftermath.
Oh, yeah. The fallout from that whole siege situation. It's huge.
It's all over the news, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's like the biggest story in the area. Everyone's talking about it.
So Veda and her whole sovereign citizen thing?
Yeah, that doesn't really hold up in court, does it?
I wouldn't think so.
No, not at all. They face some serious consequences for their actions.
But it is interesting how their beliefs, you know, even though they're so extreme, they really shape how they react to everything that happens.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Even when it's clear that their way of life is falling apart, they still cling to those beliefs.
It's like their whole world is turned upside down.
Exactly. And then there's Bronte, caught in the middle of it all.
She manages to escape, right?
Yeah, she does. She gets away from Gwendolyn and finds refuge with Iris, her neighbor.
So even after everything she's been through, she finds some kindness.
Yeah, it's a reminder that even in the darkest situations, there's still hope and human connection.
I like that.
And for Bronte, it's a turning point, you know?
How so?
Well, she starts to heal. She begins to process everything that's happened to her.
To reclaim her own story.
Yeah, exactly. She finds her voice again.
Not just literally escaping from Veda's control, but also like finding her own voice in the world.
Yeah, and she uses that voice to speak out about her experiences, you know?
Like about the cyberbullying and the dangers of getting caught up in these extremist groups.
Exactly. She turns her pain into something positive, something that can help others.
That's pretty powerful.
It is. And speaking of powerful, what about that whole mystery surrounding Nell's disappearance?
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot about that. What happened to her?
Well, let's just say Catherine Jinx doesn't leave us hanging. She gives us answers. But she does it in a way that, well, she still leaves you with some things to think about.
She keeps us guessing.
Exactly. She's good like that.
She's very good.
So for anyone listening who loves a good psychological thriller, who wants a book that will keep them up all night, Panic is definitely worth checking out.
I'm convinced.
It's more than just a suspenseful story. It really makes you think about the nature of belief, the dangers of isolation, and the choices we make when we're pushed to our limits.
It definitely makes you question those seemingly idyllic settings, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Because you never know what might be lurking beneath the surface.
So to wrap things up, if you're looking for a book that will keep you on the edge of your seat, Panic is the one for you.
It's a deep dive into the dark side of human nature. And trust me, it's a journey you won't soon forget.
And on that note, we'll leave you with this. What would you do if you found yourself in Bronte's shoes?
That's something to think about.
Until next time, happy reading, everyone.